you guys, like you said, you guys, your bread and butter back in the day was love songs, and this is a love song, but this is a sexy love song.
Oh,
this,
thank
you. You know, this is yeah. this is you like know, you, know, you know, you're getting ready to, you know, to do the deed type of song. You have that on with some candles, and you're good to go. So, how was this song written, and what inspired it?
Well, one day I was lying in bed with my wife, and I said to her, "You make me feel like I'm in heaven 24/7. That's what inspired it. So I went down. She said she didn't see me for 2 days. You know, that's how this came about. To be quite honest with you, you know, love songs are the greatest. Mm-hmm. You know, love is everything, I believe, in the world. And we love enough, we can change things. So, you know, but that's how this song came about. I actually took my brothers to the studio. I invited all six brothers. Three came, you know, and the rest decided to do whatever they were going to do. I wrote this song. I have an EP, but the next song you're going to hear is also a love song.
Mm-hmm.
But they're different kind of love songs, and I believe that it'll bring me back into the place where I get that platform again to say to speak on other issues, if you know what I mean. But love songs are always going to be great. You know, I mean, I don't think there's anything greater than a love song. You know, but I'm glad you feel that way about this particular one. You know, and you know, when my brother Arthur said, "Pooch," he said, "Yeah, well, you incorporated both heaven 24/7. You know, heaven must be placed 24/7. That's the way he puts it. You know,
yeah.
I'm in heaven 24/7, which means, you know, day in and day out. You know, every minute of the day. You know, and I believe I'm glad you're feeling that way. But it is a, you know, seductive song, you know, in a sense, but it's a heavenly one also.
Sure.